The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kitzer Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Rafael Schneider.
We're about to begin Siman Kuf Tes 109. Dine Hamayim, the laws of the water used for kneading the dough. That's used for the matzahs. The water that we use to knead the dough cannot be hot, nor could it be warm, because hot and warm water hurry the leavening process. And we want to take special precaution not to allow the dough to become chometz. If one would ask, isn't the water used to help bake the menachos, the flour offerings in the Beis Hamikdash, warm water? The Chashulchan says that that's not a problem, because kahanim are the ones involved, and kahanim is the reason. Kahanim are zealous and quick, and we're not concerned that they would let the menachos turn to chometz, but for the rest of Klal Yisrael, for the rest of the Jews, we have to be concerned that perhaps the dough would turn into chametz, and therefore we have to avoid hot and warm water at all costs. The water that we use is called Mayim Shalonu. Mayim, water that has stayed overnight. It was drawn before the evening. It sat in a kli, in a vessel throughout the evening, and is only used the next day. There are two explanations in the Rishayim, in the medieval commentator, as to why we have to do it specifically this way. Rashi says that all the springs were warm during the time of Pesach, during the time when people were preparing the matzahs, around Nisan time. And therefore, we have to make sure to take the water out of the spring. Even the river water was warmer during that period of time. And we want to make sure it sits out of its source, out of the spring or out of the well, and therefore we don't want it, we want to give it an opportunity to sit and to cool throughout the evening. According to Reb Lezer Mivitz, he says that there's a tendency for water to warm in the evening hours. Water in the rivers and in the springs are a bit warmer when it comes evening. So therefore we want to give the water a chance to sit in its body during the daytime hours so that the warmth of the evening has expired. So according to Rashi, we want to make sure it sits throughout the evening. And according to Lazar Mimitz, we want to make sure that we pick it as late in the day as possible. Let's start Sif Aleph. In Loshin es hamatzis ela b'mayim shalonu halayla. We don't need the dough of the matzahs except for water that stayed overnight. The Shai Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch says that the matzahs, whether they're the matzahs we use for the Sedarim, for the first two nights, or any matzahs in Pesach, we want to make sure that we use Mayim, specifically Mayim Shalonu. We're concerned about the leavening of the dough, no matter what the purpose of the matzahs. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Dehainu sheyishav oisam. One should draw them, Bein HaShemasha, that's when it's twilight, pull them out of the water body in the twilight hours, B'yamdu B'solish Kol HaLayla, and the waters will stand separate from their body, taken away, sitting in a kli the entire night, sitting in a vessel the entire night. Now, according to Rashi, we want to just make sure that they have a chance to sit throughout the evening hours. It doesn't have to be done specifically twilight time, Bein HaShemashah's time, as long as it sat in a vessel throughout the night and it had a chance to cool. But according to Blazmi Mitz, we want to make sure that the water stays in the ground as long as possible, because there it has a chance to lose the cool, to lose the heat of the evening hours, and therefore we want to wait till the latest part of the day, and that's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says we wait till the Bein Hashmashos time, which is already the end of the day, till we pull the water out of its source, out of the either out of the well or out of the spring, and we take it and we put it into a vessel. Va'afilu im halayla aruch yaser. And even if the evening is very long, more yud beishayis, more than 12 hours, asur lelush behem ad arayim, what is prohibited from kneading with this water until daybreak. V'im halayla kotzer, if it's a short night, v'ein yud beishayis ad arayim, and there are less than 12 hours until daybreak, tzrichin lahamtir ad sheyavru yud beishayis mishash nishavu. One has to wait 12 hours. Like Rashi, it's very important that we wait 12 hours until we go ahead and we use the water as part of our kneading and then baking process. We have to wait 12 hours minimally, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, until we use it, even if it's a short evening, even if it's a short night. Ma'amad Ara, Nayagim, Shemiyad Bar Hayayim, Loshim Ma'amayim Shalonu. Af sha'adayim le'avru yud beishayis. And those who are less knowledgeable in the laws of Pesach, right away they're accustomed to taking the water and using the mayim shalonu and kneading with it, even though 12 hours have not yet passed. When daybreak comes, they go ahead and they take it. But 12 hours didn't yet pass in that particular place. Va'af sheyesh lehem amash yismichu, even though they have what to rely on, says the Kitzur, aval roiv ha'poiskim achmirim v'zeh, most poiskim are strict, most desires of law are strict, ha'kein tzarech lizar v'zeh, therefore one should be careful with this. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah has a more lenient look at this, and he says, if you are in a bind, if it's necessary, even if less than 12 hours have passed, one could be makel, one could be lenient, as long as Aleis HaShachar has already come, as long as daybreak, as long as dawn has already come, one could already begin baking, kneading, and then baking the matzahs using the Mayim Shalonu. Now let's ask a question. If we need to use water that's not hot, let's measure it with a thermometer. The Minchas Yitzchak writes, based on a Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer was one of the great Gedolei Yisrael, one of the great Rabbanim in Klal Yisrael, lived in the end of the 1700s into the 1800s. The Minchas Yitzchak writes that one cannot rely on using a thermometer to determine if one is allowed to use this water. We have to go with what we're told. Chazal tells us, Mayim Shalonu, it has to be specifically water that is sat overnight. The Shevet Levi, the Rav Vosner, who lives in Bnei Brak today, writes that one has to be careful to take Mayim Shalonu, even if you live in a country, in a city, where the waters are naturally cold. For example, the northern cities in Europe, perhaps northern cities in North America, or in perhaps in other places as well, one still has to be careful to use Mayim Shalonu. And one cannot just use the water, which seems to be cool, to bake their matzahs. So we don't understand everything that Chazal are telling us, everything that the Gemara tells us, that the water has to be cool, but perhaps there are other reasons why we have to specifically use the Mayim Shalonu, and we can't rely on our estimation of whether the water is cool or not. Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Tzion Abishol, two of the great Paiskim, two of the great deciders of law of the last generation, tell us that even though it would make sense, perhaps, to put the water in the fridge, put ice into the water, and then we could use any water. We don't specifically have to use Mayim Shalom. They say, no, we don't understand the ways of the water, and even though seemingly this cooling process would be enough, we are not permitted to rely on this in order to allow any water to be used for Mayim Shalom. However, if one is in a country where the water is naturally warm, and even if you use Mayim Shalonu, perhaps it is not cooled enough. For example, Argentina, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, half a century ago, writes that it's best not to use Mayim Shalonu, even if you could draw the water and bake the matzahs in the winter time, in the time of our summer months, but the winter time in the southern hemisphere, Tammuz and Av, which is around August time, and it's best to take the water then and use Mayim Shalonu. But if you can't, and you're forced to use the water during Nisan, when the waters are naturally quite warm, then you're allowed to take the mayim, then you're allowed to take the water and cool it by either putting it into a fridge or putting ice cubes to lower its temperature. Let's continue in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Beis. Im lo yuchol esharas azman ben shmashis, if one cannot properly measure when ben shmashis is, yaktim katzas, one should take the water, should draw the water a little bit before ben shmashis. Ubilvad shelo yishav kaidim shkiyas achama, as long as one does not draw water before shkiyas achama. Now, this is a little bit difficult because many of us associate Shkiyas HaChama is sunset. And that's the onset of Bein HaShemashos, according to many Paiskim. So what does the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mean when he says that you can draw water earlier than Bein HaShemashos, but not earlier than Shkiyas HaChama, not earlier than sunset? Isn't that itself the beginning of Bein HaShemashos? The answer is, that's true according to many Paiskim, including the Mishnah Brura. The start of Bein HaShemashos is, the start is exactly when Shkiyas HaChama, when sunset begins, that is when sunset takes place, that is when Bein HaShemashos begins. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in a different place that Bein HaShemashos is 13 and a half minutes before Tseis HaKechavim. Therefore, there's a large portion of time between sunset, our sunset, when we see the sun go below the horizon, and the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. So in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's own understanding of Bein HaShemashos, it's not a problem. Because Shkiyas HaChama, our sunset, takes place long before the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. And therefore, that is why he writes over here that you shouldn't draw the water before Shkiyas HaChama, not before the sun sets, but one may draw the water before Bein HaShemashos, which only begins, in his opinion, 13 and a half minutes before Tseis HaKechavim. V'hamini, continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, l'sanes amayim u'l'chasayson. The minig, the custom is to filter the water, and then to cover it. We filter it in a clean, white piece of cloth, and we cover it in order that no chametz should fall into it. Utzrichen la'amidam v'mokam kar, And one has to put them in a cool place and let them sit. And one carries them during the day to his house, you should be careful that the sun should not be down on them. On a cloudy day, the Mishnah writes that one has to be careful even when the sun is not shining, because the clouds tend to spread the heat of the sun even to places that you wouldn't normally expect to have to be weary of the sun. But on a cloudy day, it could be perhaps even more dangerous. And if one brings his mayim shalanu home in a glass keli, in a glass vessel, then one should even cover the sides of the vessel, the Chaik Yaakov writes, in order to avoid the heat of the sun. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. One could draw one time for many days. The mitzvah, though, is to draw each day the water that you'll need for that particular day. The evening before, draw the water, let it sit overnight, and then use it the next day. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring this halacha. So one, perhaps, could be lenient. It's customary not to draw the water in a kli cheres, in a yashan, in a old earthenware vessel, afilu hu shel Pesach, even if this vessel is specifically used for Pesach. Ela im kain hu mitzupa, unless it's glazed over. The kli cheres yashan she'ena mitzupa ena hider mitzvah. That if you use a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel that's not glazed on the outside, it's not a hider mitzvah. It's not a beautification of the mitzvah, and therefore should not be used. Ve'ein l'shanes haminig, and one should not change the minig. So please stay away from such kelim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, use something that is a hider, beautifies the mitzvah. Siv dalet. The rivers during the time of Nisan, which many people is the time that many people bake their matzahs, al pi arayv in general are cooler than the water that comes from the wells. The al kain yisha min hanar, and therefore, if one is choosing one's water, one should choose the water of the river. One should choose the water of the river over the water of the well. Achlof amin anharas agdoilim mafshar shlagim ve'enin karen kolkach. However, sometimes the waters of the river start to get higher because the mountainous areas, the snow on the top melts, and the snow that's now melted fills the rivers and tends to warm them up. The ain't a karen kolkach, and they're no longer so cool. In that case, then it's better to use the be'eris. It's better to use the well water than the river water. So you could use either one. Whichever one tends to be cooler, that's the one the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is preferable. Sif hey lo yishavim ayde gai. One should not draw the mayim shalanu through a non-Jew, El al Yisrael, only through a Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah says that even for the other matzahs, not the matzah shel mitzvah, not the first two nights, one should also try to be stringent. But however, if one cannot find a non-Jew, to do this, a non-Jew is permissible. When this Jewish person takes the mayim shalanu out of the well or out of the spring, one should say as follows, the Shem Matzis Mitzvah. I'm taking this now out for the sake of the matzis that will be used for the first two nights. Of course, one does not have to be careful for the other matzahs, only for the matzahs of mitzvah, but one doesn't know which water is going to be used for which matzah. So whenever you're taking out the water from this be'er, from this well, or from this spring, it's best if one says it with one's mouth, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, for the sake of matzahs mitzvah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sivav, Lo yitna b'kli shahaya b'idvash ashanei peiris. One should not put the mayim shalonu inside a vessel that was used to store honey or other fruit juices. Ela imkein higile kaidem. Unless one first purged the kli, one first kashered the kli to pull out all the absorbed honey or fruit juice from the walls, because those sweet items, the honey and the fruit juice, will help hurry the leavening process when this water is used to knead into the dough that's used for the matzah. And we do not want that to happen. So therefore, one first must kasha the kli before you use it. Mikol shekein shlitna v'kli shahaya b'davar charif. For sure, one should not put the water inside a kli that was used to store a sharp or pungent food item. Afilu l'haya chametz. Even if that item was not chametz, mishum da'idei davar charif m'mar l'hachmetz, that through this sharp item, the leavening will hurry. The leavening process will be hurried because this water will absorb that davar charif, that sharp item, and therefore it will go into the dough and hurry the leavening process. Afilu hagolo l'mahani l'zeh. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says something very interesting. Even Hagala, even purging, even kashering the vessel does not help. Though the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this down, the Chai Adam does. And one should be concerned about this. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Gam lo yitneim b'chli nechayshes. Also don't put mayim shalanu into a copper vessel. Why? She'enai mitzanin k'mei shar kelim. It does not cool like other vessels. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, even though we don't draw using a copper kli, however, if you drew from another kli and then wanted to transfer into a copper kli, it's permitted because the water already had a chance to cool in the other vessel, and now you have cool water that you've transferred into your copper kli, your copper vessel, and it is not a problem. Sif Zayin in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Im raya shelo yaspiku loy mayim. If a person sees that he doesn't have enough mayim shalonu for that batch of matzahs that he's baking that day, lo yaspiku loy mayim shalonu, one is permitted to add other waters into the mayim shalanu, even though they did not yet sit overnight. As long as the majority of the water that you have now is mayim shalanu, is mayim that sat, water that sat overnight. It's preferable that one has at least 2/3 of the water that sat overnight. The Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if you need to, you can rely on a majority, but it's best to have 2/3. The Mishnah Berurah only says you need rav, majority. He does not mention this extra lechatchila, this extra preferable way of carrying out the law, that one should be careful to have 2/3. So again, if one is stuck, one can rely on rav, one can rely on a majority. And even if it's not, even if it would be challenging to get 2/3, one could still rely on rav. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh li lahader im ef shel lishavas amayim shemaisifin mitaych plump or sharp air mechusa, she'ein hashemesh ba al hamayim. It's best to go after, to make an effort, if possible, that the extra water that you're drawing and you're going to use now, together with Yemaya Shalanu, that Lefi, the Mishnah Berurah, is just the minority of the water. Or Lefi, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, preferably, is no more than one third. That extra water, you shouldn't just take it from a river, but you should take it there from pumped water, water that's in a covered well, and water that was did not have the sun beat down on it, because if we can, we'd like to avoid adding warmed water into our Mayim Shalanu. So if at all possible, even though it's not the majority of the water, but we'd still like even the minority of the water not to be warmed in any way. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Aisches, Sifches, Kishaifin B'yayim Rishon, when you bake on the first, on Sunday, Srichen Lishayim B'yayim Hei V'erev. One has to draw the water not on Friday before Shabbos, but draw it Thursday night, going into Friday morning. And it should sit overnight Thursday night. Ki V'yayim Erev Shabbos Yevshel Tzamtzei Min HaShemashot. It's very hard to coordinate and to go ahead and draw your water right before Min HaShemashot. See, during Min HaShemashot on Friday itself, one is not permitted to draw water, because one cannot, on Min HaShemashot already, we're strict to keep all the halachas of Shabbos, and one is not allowed to do preparatory activities on Shabbos for a day that's not Shabbos. So you want to use the water on Sunday. You cannot do an activity on Shabbos for after Shabbos. And therefore, that would be prohibited. Now you'll say, so we'll do it a little bit before Ben HaShemashos. Mishnah Berurah adds that we're concerned that a person would make a mistake and he would actually draw it on Ben HaShemashos during Ben HaShemashos, so they even told him not, preferably not to draw the water even right before Ben HaShemashos, lest he make a mistake and draw it during Ben HaShemashos. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Uvishas Hadchak, and when a person is in a stuck situation, V'lo Yasha'av B'yayim Chamishi, and for some reason he didn't draw Thursday evening, Yishav Erev Shabbos L'achar Mincha, he can draw on Friday after Mincha, but before Shabbos, Oy, the Shabbos HaYidei, or on Shabbos itself, through a non-Jew. So Mogen Avraham over here says that when one is using a non-Jew, one can do it Bein HaShemashos. When it's twilight, it's maybe Shabbos, it's a time that it's not certainly Shabbos, we keep the halachos of Shabbos, and therefore one can be more lenient and allow the drawing of the water to be done through a non-Jew. But on Shabbos itself, the Mogen Avraham does not necessarily allow the drawing of water. But from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it sounds as if it's permissible, even on the regular part of Shabbos itself, to draw the water and to use it for the next day, if that's the only water one will have when one is baking the challah, baking the matzahs the next day, making the matzahs on Sunday. So if necessary, one could do it on Shabbos through a guy, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And Magen Avraham sounds like only Ben HaShemashah is one is allowed to do it through a non-Jew, not on Shabbos itself. Just as a small introduction to Sif Tes, which is the last one, the last Sif in Simen Kuf Tes, it was customary to spill out water because of certain dangers. Two of those dangers, two of those sakonas were water that a person had in his possession when something called the tekufa came. We'll explain that in a second. Or if a person was in the neighborhood, we'll explain what that means, of somebody who passed away at the time that he died, it was customary either when the tekufa came, which we'll explain what that means in a second, or when somebody died, to spill out all the water that a person had in his possession. Even though perhaps we don't know what the sakana is, and we don't understand necessarily how all things relate in this world. We don't necessarily know why certain things cause certain reactions. And therefore, it was customary to spill out both waters during these two times. What is the tkufa? The tkufa was that there are four periods during the year: the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the autumnal equinox, and the vernal equinox. Right, the summer solstice is when the days are the longest. The winter solstice is when the days are the shortest. The autumnal equinox, again, and the winter equinox is when the days are equal. The tekufa that would come around Pesach time is called Tekufas Nisan, which is the vernal equinox. And it was customary that when the vernal equinox came and people had water with them, they would not use such water because it was considered a sakana, it was considered a danger to use that water. See, even though there perhaps are all kinds of reasons why this became customary, the Ma'aril writes that if a person had, at the time that the vernal equinox hit, the vernal equinox came, he had a piece of iron in the water, one could keep the water and would not have to be concerned about the danger of using such a water. There is one other way of salvaging the water, and that would be to boil it, to add salt to it. But we don't want to do either one of those things because that is a problem for chametz. That's a problem for hurrying the leavening process, either one of those solutions. And therefore, only, as we'll soon see, to add a piece of iron to the water would perhaps be something that would be a way of saving the water and not throwing it out. Also, the water that was around, when in the neighborhood experienced a passing of a person in their house, somebody died in their house, it was also customary to spill out the water. The Tshuvas Beis Yehuda writes that even if somebody already used the water and he kneaded dough and he created bread, he still would have to throw out the bread. What is called the neighborhood? How far does that extend? The Taz and the Shulchan Aruch writes that is three houses. And the Chamude Daniel says it doesn't mean three houses around you. It means the house of the dead person and two other houses nearby. There is one other way of salvaging the water, and that is if the water was frozen when the neighbor died, then that water, says the Chamud Daniel, would not be prohibited. We'll discuss these halachas in Siftes. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Ein lishpeich es hamayim ne'ames, v'layim ne'atkufa. Even though I just said to you, it was customary to throw out the water if there was a mess, somebody died in the neighborhood, or if the Tekufas Nisan came, if the vernal equinox came, it was customary to throw out the water. However, not the water that's used for Matzah Mitzvah. Shenemar, Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davar. Somebody who guards mitzvahs, he has a special protection, he won't know anything bad. And therefore, he would be permitted to use this water, because the keeping of the mitzvah is a protection against this danger. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, this would only help the mat, the water that's used for the matzah mitzvah, but not for the matzahs that are going to be used in the rest of the days of Pesach. The Aruch HaShulchan, who lived during the same time as the kids, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, I saw many people who are lenient, and they don't throw out the water in the neighborhood of a, if somebody in their neighborhood dies. And specifically in the winter time, when it's hard to get new water, it's hard to draw new water, even if this water is not set aside for a Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's not set aside for matzah or something of the sort. He writes that the custom is not to be careful, not to be meticulous to spill out the water, even when the tkufa comes. However, in order to be more careful and be concerned about all opinions, many people are customary to put a piece of iron into the water when the tkufa comes in order to salvage the water. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Mikol Maka in Lechatchila, nonetheless, it's preferable, Kesheyedea Shatkufa Tipol, if one knows that the tkufa, that the vernal equinox is going to come, Yaniach B'Seich Hamayim, Chatichas Barzel Kotan V'Noki, a small piece of iron that's clean, K'maymacha, like a needle, V'hei Soli B'Chut, that is, you hang with a string, Shelo Yitzdarech Achar Kach L'Hachnes HaSeyal L'Seich Hamayim, that he won't need to afterwards stick his hand into the water to retrieve the needle, to take it, rather he should draw it back to him with the string, because if his hand would go into the water, obviously he would warm it up, and we want, again, the theme of Kuftes is we want cool water, we want to have Mayim Shalano, that is cool, and therefore when one is retrieving this piece of metal in order to avoid whatever sakana, whatever dangers there are and having water in your house during the tkufa, during the vernal equinox, one should make sure to pull out the piece of metal without sticking the person's hand into the water and warming it up. And that completes Simen Kuf Tes, the halachos of the water used to knead the dough of the matzahs.